Thank you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah Olubenja.
Thank you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah Olubenja.
Thank you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah Olubenja.
Thank you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah Olubenja.
Thank you for not leaving me to the wishes of my enemy, O God.
Thank you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah Olubenja. Fighting my battles for me, Jehovah Olubenja. Thank you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah Olubenja.
Thank you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah Olubenja.
Thank you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah Olubenja.
Thank you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah Olubenja.
Father, we want to thank you, the man of war. We thank you for the battles you have been fighting for us, the seen and the unseen battles. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for everything you are doing to make our lives comfortable on this earth. Please accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Again, we have gathered before you to receive from you, and you have given us a theme that in this month of December, this appointed time, that the siege will be over. Lord, we thank you. And with a heart of expectation, I come before you. And I'm asking, Lord, that you, through me, send a word to your people, that assurance that every siege we have found ourselves, that there will be an end to such a siege in this month of December, for us to face a better future. Father, we thank you. We wait on you to speak to us. And I present myself before you and ask that, Lord, you release that you have for your people through this vessel, and your name will be glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. We want to thank God for this program, this Congress, a very unique Congress. And I want to specially thank God for my parents in the Lord, my father in the Lord, Adie Adeboye, for opening his ears unto God to receive this peculiar, special theme, the siege is over, from God. As usual, I know that God has a lot in store for each and every one of us in the course of this Congress. And I want to also thank God for our mother in Israel, my mother in the Lord, for her availability to assist our father in the Lord and to assist all missionaries. Mommy, we thank you. Daddy, we appreciate you for making yourselves available unto God to use. This moment I've been given the privilege to look at the scriptures, and I want to thank God for the privilege I've been given. I'm not taking this privilege for granted. And what I'll be looking at in these few minutes is that there is an end to every siege. That there is an end to every siege. I want to read some few scriptures. Proverbs chapter 23 verse 18. Proverbs chapter 23 verse 18. The scripture says, "For surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off." 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10. "But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you." There is an end to every siege that you are facing. What is a siege? A siege is a military term that refers to the act or process of surrounding and attacking a fortified place in such a way as to isolate such a place from help and supplies for the purpose of lessening the resistance of the defenders and thereby making capture possible. So any prolonged or persistent effort to overcome resistance is a siege. Any series of illness or troubles besetting a person or a group of people is a siege. A prolonged period of trouble is a siege. So this COVID-19 pandemic, or should I say plandemic, by the devil, is a siege. And thank God that whether the devil likes it or not, as God has given our Father in the Lord, Adi Adeboye, this theme, this pandemic or plandemic is surely coming to an end in the name of Jesus. So how do you know if you are under a siege? To be under a siege means to be shut in, as if your life is shut up and you are shut in. When you are under constant attack by the enemy or experiencing any calamity or one calamity after another, you could be under a siege. When you are suffering from blockades, no good thing is coming into your life, and no unwanted thing like sicknesses is leaving your life, barrenness is not leaving your life, that's been there for a long time, you could be under a siege. When you are not experiencing any measurable progress in life, in spite of all your efforts, you appear to be running around in cycles, you could be under a siege. When your output in your work does not match your input, you could be under a siege. You put in so much and get out so little, you could be under a siege. But no matter the siege you are under, I bring you the word of the Lord that during the course of this Congress, as our Father in the Lord has received from God, that the siege is going to be over in the name of Jesus. When your prayers appear not to be receiving divine attention, then you could be under a siege. You are praying and praying, and it has appeared as if your prayer is not receiving divine attention. Then you could be under a siege. When you know within you that you are not where you ought to be in life, you could be under a siege. When you notice a negative trend running through your family, your finances, and it's already threatening you, when there is an internal fear within you that you might not make it in life, you could be under a siege. When your dreams and expectations remain unrealized for too long a time, when nothing seems to be working for you, when it appears as if you are hedged in like somebody that is put in a cage, when you are never remembered for good, no matter what you are doing, then you could be under a siege. But I bring you good news that the God of all grace, who says we will not suffer forever for too long a time, has determined to bring this siege to an end. And is going to bring whatever siege you are under to an end in the name of Jesus. You go through the scriptures, you will see that there is an end to every siege. There is an end to the siege of captivity. There is an end to the siege of scarcity. There is an end to the siege of sorrow. There is an end to the siege of satanic injustice. There is an end to the siege of starvation. There is an end to the siege of sicknesses and affliction. There is an end to the siege of satanic scares, satanic fears. There is an end to the siege of satanic shields or barriers. There is an end to the siege of setbacks or delays. There is an end to the siege of servitude or captivity. There is an end to the siege of stripes or battles. You go through the Bible, and I'm going to be showing you from the scriptures that I will be reading that there is an end to every siege that you may be facing right now. So I like you to prepare yourself and prepare to celebrate after the encounter of this Congress that every siege you are under is suddenly coming to an end by the decrees and declarations from this altar of God in the name of Jesus. Now let's take these ones one by one. Number one, there is an end to every siege of scarcity. I don't know the scarcity you are under. I don't know the good things that are scarce in your life. But please have this understanding that in the process of this Congress, the Lord will bring the siege of scarcity in your life to an abrupt end in the name of Jesus. You read Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 7 to 10. You see that God brought the Israelites out from the wilderness into a land of plenty, and scarcity came to an end. So if you are under the siege of scarcity, that siege is coming to an end in the name of Jesus. He removed the famine in Samaria. If you read 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 24 to 25, he removed the famine in Samaria by breaking the siege of the enemy by the decree of the set man of that generation, Prophet Elisha. He decreed, received the word of the Lord, and he decreed and declared in 2 Kings chapter 7 from verse 1 and 2 that the siege will come to an end, and that what was scarce was going to come in abundance. And it happened. As it happened then, every decree and declaration that our Father in the Lord will make, our set man in this generation will make, as he comes on to preach, every declaration will bring you the needed deliverance from the siege you are in the name of Jesus. He will turn our poverty into prosperity. God will turn our poverty into prosperity. You can read Joel chapter 2, verse 26 to 27. Number two, there is an end to the siege of sorrow. So in the process of this Congress, the Lord will bring the siege of sorrow in your life to an end. The days of mourning in your life will be ended. Your sorrow will be turned into joy. The Lord will heal your broken heart in the name of Jesus. Look at Isaiah 51 verse 11. Isaiah 51 verse 11, the scripture says, therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. So your time of sorrow is coming to an end. The siege of sorrow will come to an end in the name of Jesus. You also read Isaiah chapter 60 verse 20. Isaiah 60 verse 20. Hear the scriptures. The sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be thy everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. So the days of that siege of sorrow in your life, the days are coming to an end in the name of Jesus. Look at John chapter 16 verse 20. John chapter 16 verse 20. Verily I say unto you that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. It's on this ground, in the course of this Congress, that your sorrow will be turned into joy in the name of Jesus. Number three, there is an end to the siege of satanic injustice. Oh, there are a lot of people who are suffering injustice. People are dealing with them unjustly in every aspect of life. The Lord, in the course of this Congress, will bring satanic injustice in your life to an end. He will answer the cry of his people in the course of this Congress. He will put an end to the wickedness of the wicked. He will grant justice to his own people, and no weapon that is formed against you shall ever prosper again in the name of Jesus. Look at the scriptures. Luke chapter 18 verse 7 and 8. Luke chapter 18 verse 7 and 8. The Bible says, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Just keep your faith in God, that in the course of this Congress, whatsoever you are encountering, that siege of satanic injustice will be coming to an end in the name of Jesus. You read Psalm 103 verse 6, Psalm 103 verse 6, the scripture says, the Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. So all those of you who have been under oppression, the satanic injustice is coming to an end in the name of Jesus. Number 5, there is an end to the siege of sicknesses and afflictions. There is an end to the siege of sicknesses, diseases, and afflictions in your life. The Lord will bring the siege of sickness to an end in the course of this Congress. As our Father in the Lord comes to be declaring and decreeing, suddenly you will see that the sicknesses and the diseases you were under can no longer hold you down anymore. You are going to be free. And I want you to stay focused, stay prepared in the course of this program. And the sicknesses and the diseases will be coming to an end in the name of Jesus. Go through the scriptures. If you read John chapter 5 verse 1 to 9, John chapter 5 verse 1 to 9, remember the man who was under a siege for 38 years and suddenly the siege came to an end. Your own also will come to an end in the name of Jesus. You read Luke chapter 13 verse 11 to 13, Luke 13, 11 to 13, remember that woman who was also bound. Even though she was the daughter of Abraham, for 18 years, the siege came to an end. Your own cannot be different. You also remember the woman with the issue of blood. For 12 years, that siege came to an end. So no matter the sickness and the diseases that are not allowing you to do the will of God, that are hindering you from performing well, such sicknesses and diseases will be coming to an end in the name of Jesus. Number 6, there is an end to the siege of satanic scares, satanic fears in your life. The Lord will bring satanic fears, satanic scares in your life to an end in the name of Jesus. He will deliver you from all your fears. He will cause you to serve Him without fear in holiness and righteousness. Go through the scriptures. Look at Psalm 34 verse 4. Psalm 34 verse 4. I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Not some of the fears, from all the fears. So the fears that have held you in bondage, they are going to loose you and let you go in the course of this Congress in the name of Jesus. That's why God gave our Father in the Lord this theme, that in this month of December, the appointed month, that the siege will be over and your own cannot be different. The siege over your life, over your finances, over your family, over your future will be over in the name of Jesus. Number 7, there is an end to the siege of satanic shields or satanic barriers. Whatever barrier the devil has put before you so that you are unable to move forward, you are unable to do something meaningful, that satanic barrier will come to an end in the course of this Congress in the name of Jesus. Go through the Bible. Look at Micah chapter 2 verse 13. Micah 2 verse 13. The breaker is come up before them. They have broken up and have passed through the gate and are gone out by it. And their king shall pass before them and the Lord on the head of them. So whatsoever siege of barrier has been before you is going to be broken down. And you are going to be free and be moving freely and be doing what God has called you to do in the name of Jesus. There is an end, number 8, to the siege of setbacks. The siege of setbacks, the siege of delays in your life. Look at Ezekiel chapter 12 verse 28. Ezekiel 12 verse 28. The scripture says, therefore, say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, there shall none of my words be prolonged anymore. But the word which I have spoken shall be done, saith the Lord. So all setbacks, all delays in every aspect of your life will be coming to an end in the name of Jesus. So just fix your heart on this program. Let your heart be fixed on the program, on the activities of this Congress. Because God has set this period to be the appointed time for the siege of delay in your life to be over in the name of Jesus. Look at Isaiah 46 verse 13. Isaiah 46 verse 13. I bring near my righteousness. It shall not be far off. and my salvation shall not tarry anymore. So no more delay. And I will place salvation in Zion for Israel, my glory. So no more delay in your life. Number 9, there is an end to the siege of servitude, the siege of captivity. The Lord will bring the siege of servitude or satanic captivity in your life to an end in the course of this Congress. That's why he has arranged this Congress to rearrange your life. This program is to reprogram you for high performance in life. You will not be in captivity, and whatsoever has tied you down will be broken in the name of Jesus. And number 10, there is an end to the siege of strifes or battles. Oh, there are a lot of people dissipating energy in several battles that they ought not to be fighting. But God says from his word that every battle you are fighting, whatever battle the devil has been arranging before you, that God will bring such battles to an end in the name of Jesus. Look at the scriptures. Psalm 46 verse 9 to 11. Psalm 46 verse 9 to 11. He said, he maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He bringeth the chariots in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. So God is going to bring an end to all the battles of your life. If you also go through the scriptures, you will see that there are certain things that you need to do in order to provoke an end to every siege. Now it has been said that this month is the appointed time for the siege to be over in your life. So what can you do? What will help you to provoke an end to every siege? Number 1, penitence. You need to repent of your sins if you want to key in and receive the blessings and the benefits of this program, of this appointed time. Then you must learn to repent. Penitence. You must learn to repent. That's what the scripture admonishes us in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. Turn from your wicked ways. Because most of the siege we experience in life come as a result of sin, as a result of breaking the hedge. So repent, and you will provoke the siege coming to an end in the name of Jesus. Number 2, we are talking of what you need to do in order to provoke this help of God, in order to bring an end to the siege you have been under. Number 2, prayer and fasting. You can also read 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. And you can read Psalm 50, verse 15. Let me read Psalm 50, verse 15. Psalm 50, verse 15. And call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. So this is the period to pray and fast. Prepare yourself for what God is about to do. And as my father-in-law in the Lord comes, as the set man of this generation comes to be releasing what God has given to him, then every barrier will be given way in your life in the name of Jesus. So be praying and be fasting. Be in an attitude of prayer and fasting in the course of this program. And then number 3, praise and worship. Praise and worship will help you to provoke the siege in your life coming to an end. And you go through the scriptures, you can read 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 21 and 22. 2 Chronicles 20, 21 and 22. You see what praise and worship can do. Praise and worship. Why praise and worship? Because God desires your worship. John chapter 4, verse 23. Because God desires your worship. Exodus 34, verse 10. Exodus 34, verse 10. Because God demands your worship. So God desires your worship. And if you give it to him, he will also give you the desires of your heart. God deserves your worship. And if you give that worship to him, he will give you what you deserve. God demands your worship. And if you give him this that is demanding, he will give you the demands of your life. Praise and worship. Number 4, the power of obedience. Power of obedience will help to provoke the help of God to end the siege in your life. The power of obedience. And to provoke an end to every siege, Obedience must be a duty to be performed, a debt to be paid, a delight to be preferred, a decision to be practiced. When your obedience becomes a duty to be performed, as of Apostle chapter 5, verse 29, as of Apostle 5, 29, a debt to be paid, as of Apostle chapter 5, verse 29 to 31, as of Apostle 5, 21 to 31, a delight to be preferred, as of Apostle 5, 41, as of Apostle 5, 41, a decision to be practiced. When your obedience meets all these conditions, then you will see the barriers and the shields and the siege giving way in your life in the name of Jesus. Not only that, our obedience must be informed obedience, intentional obedience, immediate obedience, inflexible obedience, impassioned obedience. When your obedience meets these conditions, then you see what God will do in your life. Number five, the power of faith in God's word. The power of faith in God's word will help to provoke the help of God to end the siege in your life. That's why you see Luke chapter 5, verse 5. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will lay down the net. Peter had faith in God's word, in the pronouncement of Jesus, and he experienced abundance in the place of the siege of scarcity. Number six, prophetic declarations. Oh, there are going to be a lot of prophetic declarations coming from the set man of this commission, our Father in the Lord, Daddy Adeboye. He'll be making some declarations, and as you key into those prophetic declarations, you are going to see the siege giving way in the name of Jesus. And then finally, the promises of God and the prophets of God believed. That's what 2 Corinthians chapter 20, verse 20 says. If you believe the promises of God and you believe his prophets, you will see an end coming to the siege in your life. So I want you to prepare, plan, pray, participate, and partake of the blessings of this Congress. And the first step to take is that all those who know that they are not having a right standing with God should repent. And everyone that is not in right standing with God should repent. And so I use this opportunity to call on you out there. You are not born again. I'd like you to pray the sinner's prayer and submit and surrender to God. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I repent of my sin today. I surrender my life to you. Help me to be living the Christian life. Give me the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Write my name in the Lamb Book of Life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. And if you have prayed that prayer wherever you are, you see the hand of God in your life breaking down barriers. I want to pray for everyone out there. As my Father in the Lord comes to minister, to give us the word that God has given to him, I pray for each and every one of you that in the course of this Congress, you will not miss the blessings and the benefits of God. And every plan of God in your life will be fulfilled. And every siege will give way in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for this special privilege and opportunity for all of us to receive from you. In Jesus' name, we pray.